Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. Hello. Shalom, everyone. Or hello, lekulam. So part English, part Hebrew. And we'll start with the dualities. Yes. Well, hello, shalom. This is the Abracadabra show, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, and I'm a spiritual mentor and a coach and a sound healer for women who desire to reclaim their power. And in this program, really, we look at different tools, how, and just talk about things, about how we bring our experiences to sometimes a halt and find different ways to, through sound and through other tools, to discover and to explore. So I want to start first with daily wish and prayer. Harini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavt le'reacha kamocha. I hereby accept to myself the due utterance or commandment of love your neighbor, your friend, your partner, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the focus is on you first. Love to yourself first. And then you can express love to the other person. And actually going through these, now I talked about this a few times, but now it comes up to me something different that really ties into what I wanted to share with you today. And when we dissect and we look at and we make meaning and we're looking at a sentence like that and asking, how do I express love to somebody else, especially if, you know, maybe I'm not expressing love to myself. How do I do that? Or how does that come? How does that happen? How does this manifest in a day-to-day life? Day life. And going down to the details, and we talked about it, the details in other programs, like that first it has to do with ourselves, and then the expression of love to the other person. You know, in English, I read it as love the person like you love yourself. And it's really hard to do that, because to be in a place of really love somebody else like yourself, you really have to be in a very high spiritual presence and acceptance to put that other person before me. But the way that we can also get to that place is on the physical and in this dimension, is to wish and to do and to wish the best for the other in the same way that I wish the good things for me and good happenings for me. And doing this action actually is leading towards the bigger picture of love the other person like you love yourself. So it's like almost like in a state of procrastination. I mean, it's a completely, well, not completely, but on the other side for a second, in procrastination, we get into a place where we say, oh, when I feel better, I'll do this. When I'll feel better, I'll do this. And what happens, that when doesn't show up. Why? Because we are stuck in the thought of when I will feel better. Which means now I don't feel good, so when I feel better. So it's always kind of stuck in that. And one of the things to do, and things that I bring here are based on Jewish wisdom and Kabbalah and understanding and life experience, and bringing all this together into a place of recognizing where it fits. And all, so, oh damn, now I lost my train of thought. That happens to me when I go on a limb. So, yes, that happens. So how do we do this now? How do I handle this? All right. Well, okay. So I go back, I retract, and we talked about how do we express to the other person. So when I want the best things for that person, then, oh, procrastination, there you go. So when we are stuck in this place of thinking when I'll get there, the when doesn't show up. So to get up and to do something, also if it doesn't have to do anything directly with the goal of what you want to do, but just coming out, just doing some action that takes you out of that mind space. Takes you out of that mind space, an action that will move your focus and your attention from this place to that place, and then gets you back on track. So wishing the best things for the other, we do these actions, these small actions of not judging or wishing or end or wishing for the other person the best, like we wish for ourselves. So these are actions that slowly are cultivating our presence to that space. And so when we look at this sentence like that, at this intention, at this prayer, at this utterance, and we are taking it down, we're breaking it down, and we are really understanding all those places that doing a small action that brings us to this place, it really gives us clarity. And this is in every situation. If you are, if we take it on the main issue of what I do in this program, of if you are past a relationship or in a relationship, when there is no clarity, there's a lot of frustrations, a lot of expectations that are created, stories that are created. There is no clarity. There's no clarity with you, to you, and between you and you. And those things lead to a cacophony, like a whole orchestra arrangement that went awry. You know, so Steve Jobs said sentence, those who were crazy enough to believe that they can change the world are actually those who did. There was still is, I mean, but that raised the question of, so those who were crazy to believe enough that they can change the world came to the belief that they can do that, or what, or is that the default that we come with or as? You see, so we come here like clean slates, right? We come with all the inside understanding that we can do that which we set up for. So the rest is just filters and stories that we come with that are shaping what we do, that are shaping our thoughts that lead to our actions. And then suddenly the dreams, well, not suddenly, it's a process, but the dreams are like becoming almost grounded. Usually dreams are in the air, you know, or dreaming, daydreaming, or dreaming of something. It's kind of almost like esoteric, but we can create that. We can create those dreams. We create what we speak, right? So those dreams are coming down. Why are they? It's like the dreams. Think of a balloon, hot air balloon. The more you put more heat, the balloon will go up, and then it comes down when there is no heat, when there is not a flame. That flame that lights you up. Over time, comes down with all these stories that we are born into, with what people say and what the stories that we create in our head about situations that did not happen. Why? Because we remember the past. So if you are in a conversation or you... How many times did you give up of your truth just to keep peace or love alive? How many times did you not say your truth, or did you not say your desire, because you were afraid that peace will be disrupted, or because you were afraid that you won't be loved anymore by the person that is in front of you? Those are things many times that we create. I can speak about myself. It was like an awakening. It's like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and when you realize it, it's like splashing like a cold water right on the face. Getting up like at 4 o'clock in the morning, right, cold water. You wake up, and you realize that your dreams were grounded. And so I looked for that. And I want to play a song by Nathan Cohen, good friend, wonderful musician. This song is called Metronomica. אבוי לחלומות ביד אוהבת נמתחו קווים על המילים שלא התאימו שאינן עולמות הכל כבר מתוכנן עכשיו על כל השאלות כבר נמתחו
אבל שאינו קבוע כדי שלא יברח. היה קשה, עכשיו כבר קל, זרקנו מה שמקולקל, הכל נקי ומסודר עכשיו בינינו. אומנם האור קצת מסנבר ואין פינה להסתבר, אבל במילא כבר הכל מאחורינו, הכל כבר מאורגן עכשיו בכל המשאלות.
Yes, great, yeah. Eventually we come to a place if we don't pay attention, if we are not aware of ourselves, of what is happening around us, and we allow filters to come and to blur our view, to blur our vision, not a physical vision. A physical vision will follow suit, but we're blocking our spiritual vision. Yeah, and then we are forgetting of our dreams. And a dream is not necessarily I'm not talking about like flying dreams, which are also sometimes the symbols for being unique, or dreams that how do we want to express ourselves, or what do we see our purpose, and then it evolves and then it changes, and different times of our lives we are refining our presence, we are refining our thoughts are changing, our emotions are changing. And so the clarity is a big thing. So what is it's like? Clarity is like it's like meaning. It's like it's more of gives us a. No, I'm not with you here. I'm still in that song. That song actually is what he talks about. There was a contrast a little bit in the song. It was talking about the happiness police pulls over, the negative thoughts, And I was like thinking, I was like, well, it's why to say happiness police, but why the policing thing? But pulling the negative thoughts, pulling away the negative thoughts, what doesn't serve? So, the phone number here. Yes, I forgot to give you the phone number. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. I'm going to play another song and we'll be right back. This is the end of a movie. Nathan Cohen singing Moral Kobe, and the words are by Yoav Poat. Okay, now we're back. So clarity, yeah, that was supposed to be clarity. That's funny. Yeah, so before we went out the first time, talking about the what Steve Jobs said, you know, that those who believe that they're crazy enough to change the world actually are those who did. And so, did they become confident, knowing of themselves? Or were they just not allowing the external influences to penetrate? And they believed, because it's the essence, it's in the core, to believe that you are that flame that can take your balloon up, that can help you shine the light and show your gifts up. So when we are, so this is what happens many times. It is in the sense of that we are filtering, we're putting filters onto our eyes in every aspect, and then we walk with that and we take it and we carry it to the next place, and then we are into the next relationship. And the relationship is it's not about the specific story. It is about also the specific story of that particular relationship, but it is the relation of how you relate to the other person. There is the relation, you know, there is the sentence that in a relationship there is you, me, and us. And what is us? Us is the creation. Us is God, right? Because it's creation. So we are creating something. There is you, there is me, and there is us. And there is the creation, the two circles that come together, like in Venn diagram, where there is one circle and another circle, and then the co-creation of something. And so when we create, so in that, so I'm talking about the relation between how you, as a person, how you relate to that relationship, to that person. It's your side of the relation. It's not about the story of the relationship. It is your side of the your side of the story, so to speak. How do you relate to this story? And how you relate to that story is coming from many places that come from experiences, come from traumas, and that affected our perception and molded it, let's put it this way, because effect means that it changed it from one place to the other, but actually it kind of molded your perception. And when I say your, I mean yours, means mine, means her, means his, means they. It's just, and so, how is the relationship between you and that? So for example, you are in a relationship of somebody who gives and somebody who receives. There is always a giver and a receiver. It doesn't have to be static. The receiver is a giver too, and the giver is a receiver by way of creation. But when we have our filters, sometimes our ability to receive is being hindered by a past trauma, or past experience, or a past being in a place of receiving that wasn't really, that was in a different way not healthy. also, on the other hand, the person who gives many times can give because of a place of a trauma or a change or an effect in life. For example, if the person is a single child and there is a lot of burden and a lot of taking care of and responsibilities, and or if there is a single child and two children, so the adults, the older child many times receives the responsibility on taking care of somebody. And so the caring, the desire to care, while it is great, and the desire to care sometimes becomes that which also hurts us. Because sometimes we overdo things. And many times we do things and we don't remember why we got to this place that we do what we do, how we do it. And so sometimes when we give also, there isn't in Jewish wisdom, there isn't Kabbalah, the way that we come here based on the tree of life, and there are three lines. There is the chesed, there is the compassion, there is the gvua, there is the laws, the just, and then there is the middle, the tiferet, synergy between the right and the left. And you can tell this on different people. Some people cannot say no. And many times usually not all the time, but usually from what I read and what I experienced, usually it is a lot in women because of the nature of the caring, the giving, the taking, the nurturing, the build. So many times you see women who cannot say no, and that contributes to being in a toxic relationship sometimes, because somebody who cannot say no many times also attracts somebody who just likes to hear yes, 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 and yes. Not that either one is doing something negative, but the creation of what is created between this, because when we meet in places of wounds, and if we play into these beliefs and into these wounds, we are creating something that is not healthy. And then so when a relationship ends, a relationship as such that is unhealthy, and excuse me, that is unhealthy, when a relationship like this ends, then there are fires, there are a lot of negative things that are happening and being said. But it doesn't have to end. It could shift. It could shift. It could shift if you, the other, sees what is in front of you. If, for example, you see that you are entering a relationship, or you are in a relationship already, that doesn't really work for you, and you recognize that. Okay. We meet through our wounds, if you think about that. We meet through our wounds. So when we meet somebody, like we talked, like earlier, there is the person that has, because of the filters, has a problem receiving. And so we meet with somebody who is in similar space, but on the other side of the spectrum.
that could be, here is the person that has a dent, if you will, in the car, a dent in life from receiving or taking. And there is on the other side, you meet some, you are in a relationship with a person who is giving and receiving, and the giving sometimes can be an overgiving because of that person experience. So here these two people meet. And at first, because of other stories, you meet and you think, oh, this is a person that I'm going to stay with. Not realizing that maybe the connection came because you attracted that which you identified yourself with. And then what happens when you realize that it is not really the essence of what you were really wanting to say? So now you have a choice. I mean, every time you have a choice, but here is, now you are in a junction. You can either continue that pattern of being in a relationship because of, that feeds into that story, that old story. But it's not really what you want. But you'll be so trained to do so that it's very easy to do what you've been trained to do. So you're either feeding into that or it can only happen when the other side has a similar understanding of the entire umbrella, the entire picture. And there is no judgment. And so you say, so only you realize that you are in that place, or you can continue the same story and be with a person coming from these wounds and fears and not saying what you want to say because you are afraid of what the other person may say, and all this is happening only in your head because of your past experiences. Or you trust yourself and you go and you take the first step over the what appears to be an abyss and trust that the floor is there. And you say what you want to say. You say whether it is working for you, whether it is your truth. Without the fear of being judged, without the fear of, is that person going to still show their love or their dedication also after I say what I say? If that person is in sync with you, if that person is on the same spiritual and energetic level that you are, it's just like driving the car over a little stone, you know, so the tire goes up and down and that's it, it's okay. Because that is not the goal. That is a tool to the goal. And here what happened, you shifted the relationship. You shifted the relationship, how you relate to that connection. And with coming with that relation to that connection, the entire thing changed, because now you change an ingredient. You took out an ingredient from a dish that didn't really taste yummy, and you shifted it with authenticity and with your truth. And also, if it would flip and let's say it wouldn't work, or let's say you say what you say and the other person just like can't stand you. No, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. That means that that person, you and that person, were not on the same level. Not good or bad. There is no good or bad. There is just you were not on the same vibrational level. And so that would be even a stronger affirmation that your connection to that person came from a wound, and it would feed the wound. Now, if you really invested in that person, if you really put yourself into that person and that person put themselves into you, then you're recognizing yourself in that person, and that person is important. So the question you ask, there is another junction. Do I want to keep this relationship with this person? And if so, what is the opportunity for me to learn and to grow through and to manifest something that you're not familiar with yet until you manifest it? So what is happening if you are able to be in a place to shift the relationship from a many things, whether it is a victimhood, whether it is a taker, a receiver, or any of those stories, any of those patterns, any of those wounds. And by saying stories, it does not diminish the importance and many times pain that is associated with these. Not at all. It does not, because it's real. It's happening, right? But if you're able to shift that direction, then you're discovering something. Then you're co-creating something new with an ingredient that you are creating. And the creation, right, is something from nothing. But what you're doing here, you are creating spiritually something from nothing. You are creating this experience that you are not familiar with. You are creating this experience that actually gives you clarity about what you want. And many times we don't know what we want if we don't know what we don't want. We don't know what we want if we don't know what we don't want. It's like those ice sculptures in New York City. Many times during this time of year, I don't know if it's snowing there now actually, but New Year's Eve or other this time holidays, they bring, you see those magnificent ice sculptures of unicorns. That's for you. Unicorns and horses, and beautiful. And how do they do that? They bring a big block of ice, and they have the artists that are hewing away, taking away what doesn't serve, removing this. As my friend of mine today told me, it's the value is in the negative, because we're removing the negative. We're removing the negative. We many times we have to understand what we don't want, so we can see the vision. And then know that which we see is true. It's true, and it's there. And it's possible for us to do everything and anything. And when we have this clarity, then we also have our value. And if you are in outside of a relationship, especially if you are a woman, because of these times that we're in and the shiftization of the energy of moving from masculine dominance to more of an inclusion, but it takes a longer time because now it's going to the other side. But especially during this time, recognizing that this is your flame, you're coming from this different places during this time is so crucial, because there is more work to break all these stories, to shy away, to release these stories that don't serve you anymore. And when you are exiting the relationship, and there is many times a lack of clarity. There is a lack of clarity of what's important, what do I want? Now what happened? Many times if you weren't working in a relationship and your husband was working, or you were working, or if you're a long time together, and it's tearing apart. It's like try to put a ball of cotton in a field of thorns, and then try to remove the cotton. You know, 30% is going to remain on the thorn. You can't remove it. You know, I'm just throwing a number. Well, whatever. You know, it's just going to be stuck there. Why? Because you've merged. So when there is this tear, if that relationship was based only on feeding the wounds, then the tear is going to be, it's going to be painful regardless. You can deny it, you can ignore it, you can blame the other person. You can be in a state where you constantly blame the other person for what they did, and they did wrong by you, and all this kind of stuff. And you can be in that, that's feeding the wound. You are staying in the wound. And many times there is a lack of clarity when you end a relationship, or when just in position of life, and now things are moving, and there is a lot of things happening. There is chaos. But removing what doesn't serve us really brings that clarity. And so in an end of a relationship, or asking who am I? Yeah. The question of the questions. That's the clarity gives sense. Every time there is development, there is more sense of clarity of who are you? Who am I? What is my ultimate goal and mission? And it says, when there is that, things are starting to just come down like a game of Tetris, you know, everything kind of goes right down into the right place. Yeah, well, it was an interesting day today. Thank you for sticking with me during my times of going out on a limb or on a boat there, and I kind of, but yeah, being here and feeling of what comes out and what we're doing here and what I'm here to do is brought me back. So thank you for being here. Visit me at bodysoulsound.com, facebook.com/bodysoulsound, and everything has to do with sound. Everything has to do with sound, with the frequencies and what we say, how we say. Yeah. So, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Make it magic. Abracadabra. Create what you speak. And send you with love. And love is always the question and the answer. Be taught. She Avi. Words by Yoav Porat, Nathan Cohen. This is Mor Kobi.
מזלת עתיקה והוא שלב את נר אישי נודד אליי שיקור בשנאות הלב
Create what you speak with Elon Azulay only.